Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Brandon, how you doing?
Oh, fine.
Are you feeling spooky?
Not really.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you watched a spooky show.
I watched a show, yes.
Well, how are you doing this week?
Yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Everything's a big old mushy mishmash.
Days just bleed one into another.
Adult life is just, yeah.
Does it help that you're currently drinking out of a Cthulhu mug?
Sure.
Yeah. What are you drinking out of that mug?
Delicious black coffee.
So, it is Monday right now. I know our episode usually comes out Monday, but we're recording Monday instead.
It's holidays.
Yes, it is a national day for truth and reconciliation in Canada, and so neither of us are at work right now.
Yeah, that's how holidays work.
Yes, but I was explaining why. Mm-hmm. It's a holiday.
Yeah, it's a new holiday that came out a couple years ago, and it's like slowly being adopted by different provinces and stuff, but It's weird because, like, Thanksgiving is also pretty close, so...
It's in, like, 2 weeks.
There is some reason that they chose September 30th, though.
Yes, it's up against Orange Shirt Day.
Okay.
Which already existed.
Which was on September 30th for a reason? I don't
know. No, okay, so... do you know what Orange Shirt Day is?
Yeah, like, the high level...
It is in honor of this... the story about this one Indigenous girl, when she was residential school, she had her orange shirt taken. Mm. She was very proud of her shirt that her, I want to say grandmother, I don't remember, it might be your mother, had given her before she left, and they took it, and yes, and so it's like in honor of that. And since that already existed, they were, they put that nearby.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is not like a...
This is not a happy holiday.
Super happy holiday or anything like that. It's pretty dark, but that is why we are recording today instead.
Anyway. And Thanksgiving is coming up.
Yes,
so.
That is happier.
So we're going to have trouble recording.
Yes, we are, yeah. So this one's actually going to come out anyway.
We're going to stagger things, so you're not missing us for too long. There
yeah,
you go.
Exactly. That's exactly right. We're not sure on exact days or anything
and
like that.
And you're also drinking black coffee.
I am drinking black coffee, and I'm drinking black coffee out of a Mickey Halloween mug. It is amazing. It's like little spider webs, and there's Mickey Mouses inside the spider webs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's festive. What is your nerd thing this week, Brandon?
We started playing Dungeons & Dragons again.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
Oh, good. Scary. people are dying.
Yeah. You can also probably hear the jingling of one of our cat collars.
Maybe. Anyway.
It was super fun. I DM'd for the first time.
You did.
Yeah, how'd I do?
Pretty good.
Yeah. I was scared. I didn't do the scary people were dying. I did the transition to get us there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was fun. Yeah, I like D&D. I'm not very good at it. I'm bad at making decisions, and I'm bad at improv, which is lots of making decisions, so... Yeah, but it's fun. I like making characters.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. do I know what my nerd thing is?
Sure.
So today is Monday.
It is.
Tomorrow is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, yeah.
My new book is coming out on Tuesday.
Oh!
So yeah, I'm having my... Well, when this comes out, it'll already be out. But I'm having, all my launch stuff this week. And, yeah, very busy with that as well.
Cool.
Yeah, but I'm pretty excited. Do you want to know about it?
Yeah.
It's a collection of short stories, and they're all kind of creepy. And the book is called The First Time I Died.
Available wherever you get your podcast. Oh, no, wait.
No, that's our podcast. Nice, though. Yeah, it's not like Happy Disney stuff, though.
No.
No, not so much.
But yeah, you can go on Amazon and get
a
paperback or...
Yeah, or Kindle.
Kindle.
Yeah.
I'm trying to convince you to do an audiobook.
I know you are. I personally think that you should do the audiobook.
But I would do funny voices.
That's okay. Some of them, maybe not that voice. Mm-hmm. But we do have a setup for audio. We're talking to it right now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't know if that's audiobook quality.
I don't know if it is either, but...
barely podcast quality.
But we'll see. But yeah, I'm doing like giveaways and I don't know, like fun launches and all that kind of stuff. But I'm excited. It's fun. And scary, but fun. Okay. We have episode 3 of Agatha All Along. Spoiler-free gut reaction. Brandon, what do you think?
This is good. There's witches.
Yes. Yeah. This is true. A few of them.
Yeah.
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 I really, really like this show, Brandon.
Yeah, so far so good. I'm reserving judgment until it's all out.
No.
Because it could go wrong, but so far so good.
Yeah, so far, excellent. Like, surpassing my expectations.
Like, I like the first couple episodes of Secret Invasion, so, you know.
Okay, it's not going to be that bad.
No, I don't think
so. I'm pretty sure.
The thing I'll say is they're leaning into the episodic format better than anything since WandaVision, so
yeah. That's good.
That's good. It's sure. It's what you should do, so.
Absolutely. Okay, let's head to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, so I'm like not a ton of news stuff again. I did find a couple things. First of all, there's a new Wanda and Doctor Strange show coming to Disneyland Paris. And
so, that's in France.
Yes, it is. And so people are kind of like, maybe that'll come to Avengers Campus in Disneyland,
That seems like... wishful thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it probably is. Especially because a lot of the, physical real estate is being taken by new stuff, but,
Well, we're still not clear on when that's gonna start or where it's gonna be. We made some educated guesses, but...
Right.
Hey,
I don't know. Maybe...
And we don't know what the show really entails, either.
No, like, it's supposed to be, mystical between the two of them. Which makes sense. They, do mystical stuff.
So could they put it back where the Doctor Strange show was?
I mean, that is kind of what people are guessing. There's a whole lot of ifs, right? If it was successful in Paris, and if they brought it over to DCA, that would be the logical place to put it for a while until they had to shut it down to do something else.
Well, answer me this then. Does this make it more likely that Scarlet Witch is coming back in Agatha?
Yes. This is kind of where I was going with this,
We've been speculating that a lot.
Yeah.
Because we're nerds and we watch speculation videos.
Yeah. Like a lot.
On stuff. And some people are speculating that, no, there's no chance that she would ever come back in this show. And I'm like, I don't know. I think it, especially the more episodes I watch, I think it's going to happen.
I think so, too. I think she's going to come back. I maintain, I said this before it started, that it's going to be like last episode credit scene. We're going to actually see her. But there's going to be large hints leading up to that. Or, without getting too much into Agatha, that near the end of the series, near the end, last couple episodes, she might show up. But yeah, I think she's coming. I think we're going to see her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. We'll see. But
and
this also leads me to believe it's more likely.
Yes.
They tend to, especially with the Avengers stuff, tie the new entertainment to the media that's
right
coming out or is out or whatever.
And I can't imagine they'd be bringing in a new show based on, say, Multiverse of Madness, which is years ago now.
Right.
In Paris, right? They're trying to do new stuff and renovating there and things like that. So I think that you are correct in that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Guests can once again ride in the back of the Disneyland monorail. Apparently there's a little sign on the door, and if you see that it's open, you can head back there to ride.
You mean the cockpit? You said the back.
Yes. Sure.
I mean, it can go either way, but it's where the pilot sits and drives it. And
which is, we saw a couple videos, I think Fresh Baked, we saw them.
Yes.
Anyway, it looks super, super cool, and this is now on my Disney bucket list.
And it's, I thought it was like a special pixie dust thing, kind of like, I don't know, going into Lilybell or tooting the horn on the Mark Twain or something. But no, this is just like, you know, if it's open, you go in.
Yeah, if it's open and you're the first one there, you get to do it. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And obviously, it's like a smaller area. It's not like they cram that full or anything like that, because there's got to be a pilot in there.
Yeah, it's the nose cone, and you get actually the 360-degree view. Because
that's what I'm excited about.
You can see both sides very easily, which is, when you're in the regular monorail, you can't.
Right.
Really?
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, no, I think that's cool, and I want to try and sit there next time we go.
We'll see.
One more news item about Disneyland, and it is, like, not the most positive thing. So, social media was a buzz earlier this week with videos of a woman being arrested in the middle of DCA, and I'm talking, like, Anaheim police arrested, not Disneyland security arrested. Did you hear about this?
No, I did not.
Yeah, so apparently she got into the park and was saying, I think she had two children, saying that they were, like, the age where they're free, and they were clearly, like, much, they were, like, I think it's two and under is free, and they were, like, 6 years old or something like
right.
that. I'm probably exaggerating a little bit, but they were very clearly, like, walking around and talking.
Yeah.
And apparently she was causing a scene when security was trying to take care of it. So it's very, very, very rare to see Anaheim police inside of a Disney park.
Yeah.
Once in a while, I have seen them, like, conferring with security, like, in the Esplanade or something. But I don't think I've ever seen them in the park itself. Disney's usually very, like, keeps that locked down. And I'm sure they are in the park sometimes. But, of course, there's so many back channels and stuff like that. But this was right in the middle of a path and lots and lots of cell phone coverage, of course.
Yeah, that's the day and age we live in, for sure. That's, yeah, to escalate that much over that, it's,
yeah, and then it was, like, they took her away in handcuffs, and she was walking along, and the kids were holding onto her arms and walking, and it was pretty dramatic, and I was kind of shocked.
Good role model she is for her children.
I was like, totally worth trying to save the money there, I guess, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't...
Well, now she's going to save lots of money because she'll never go to a Disney park again.
Exactly. I was like, well, I guess there's that. So, yeah, so it was... I mean, I don't know. It's kind of, you roll your eyes and stuff like that, but it was pretty shocking anyway to a lot of people to see the Anaheim police in the park itself in that kind of capacity. So, yeah. Anyway, unfortunate, but like you said, well, she didn't get to go anymore. So.
Yeah, people suck.
People
I think that's
do.
The general.
Basically, yeah, yeah. That is the idea. Do you have any news?
Oh, yes, I do, actually.
Okay. Right.
I was thinking, I thought I had seen something that was interesting, and I did.
Okay.
Rumors, reports that the character from the Jedi video games, Cal Kestis, will be making his live-action debut in a future Star Wars project, either on Disney Plus or maybe the Mandalorian movie. It's unconfirmed reports, but, like, this type of thing is usually where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
and it makes perfect sense because the Jedi games have, like, live-action motion capture.
Right.
And the like main character is played by an actor that's been in a lot of genre stuff as well. Cameron Monaghan.
Saw him, yeah.
And he was at Calgary Comic Con when we were there.
Yep.
Two years ago, I think.
No, it was last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did all the voice acting last year.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't know. It all runs together.
Yes,
anyway.
It does. Anyway.
But yeah, he's an actor and looks obviously exactly like the character because they captured his likeness to make. And so it would work out really well.
Yeah, that's really cool. I have heard rumblings and but it like all unconfirmed things about, like, yes, there's still future Star Wars projects coming, yes, they've plans and things, because I think after Acolyte, yeah,
well, and so then that's the other Star Wars news. That's exciting. I quite like those Star Wars games.
Yeah.
I still have to play the second one, and
I really enjoyed you watching you play the first
one. The story's, like, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes place at an interesting time period, and I think they embrace that, where it's you're running away from the Empire, and you're fighting right. Inquisitors, and Darth That's Vader's cool. a menace and stuff. Like, it's very cool. But they did confirm that there's going to be a third game. I haven't played the second one yet, and then that's it for the series.
Oh, really? So, okay, so doing, like, a trilogy.
You're doing a trilogy. Okay. And then, yeah, see where he appears. Maybe Ahsoka Season 2, which they better do.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey.
I don't know how.
Well, I don't know either. I'm much more optimistic about Agatha than I am about Star Wars right now.
So Lucasfilm's had a rough go of it lately. Mm-hmm. Star Wars has been hit and miss with a lot of misses. Indiana Jones tanked quite badly.
Ugh. And I still want to watch that, though.
What else did they do? Something not so good. I don't. Mm. Well, I mean, the whole Willow debacle was also Lucasfilm. So,
oh my goodness, we were just talking about that the other day.
They are not doing so well. And then the latest news out of the business world is that they've reported a $290-some million loss on The Acolyte.
Oh, really?
So when you hear something like that, you're like, wow.
That's a big number.
That's a big number, but there's also business shenanigans going on there. It's
okay.
It's for tax purposes.
Right.
Have they shuffled some things under, like, Acolyte obviously didn't do well, but when it's a streaming service,
right,
it's a lot easier to cook the books in a legal way.
Yeah.
To apply costs to a specific property and say, okay, well, we've incurred these losses, so we don't have to pay taxes
these
gains. So you take that with a grain of salt, but yeah.
Right, it wasn't quite the same as losing out on a box office.
It wasn't good.
Right, that's really unfortunate.
It was, funnily enough, Acolyte was not the least watched show by minutes of Disney Star Wars shows. You know what it is?
No, but people said it was.
It went downhill, which was the main problem.
Okay.
Like, the first episode was quite high, and then it, like, kind of petered off. What do you think is the least watched?
Would it be something like Boba Fett?
No.
Then it has to be, like, Obi-Wan.
Nope.
Then it has to be Mandalorian.
Nope.
What is it?
You'd never guess, because it's the one that everyone agrees is the best.
No way.
Andor is by far the least watched by minutes.
That's insane.
It
is so good, though.
And that's the reason that it's not canceled. It went the opposite of Acolyte, and it went up. It trended up. Word of mouth was very good, but mm-hmm. it's still, I mean, a side character from a one-shot movie where everyone dies at the end is a tough sell.
I totally get that.
Yeah,
unless you're like me and just like, it's Diego Luna, I'll watch it.
Right. But the quality,
so good.
And we'll see what season 2 does. I'm hoping that trend doesn't continue, because that would be a little heartbreaking.
It really would be. Yeah, the acting in season 1 was just insane.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Really, yeah, because the season as a whole, by quite a bit, Andor, mm-hmm. hey?
And Mandalorian season 1 is by far the most watched. Yeah. It's like over a billion minutes or
something like that. Which makes sense. Also, when did it come out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I was thinking you were going to say Mandalorian season 3 was when I said Mandalorian.
No.
Okay.
That's obviously less than...
Of course. Everything is less than season 1.
Mm-hmm. But
that is interesting. Let's go to the main topic.
If we have to, I guess.
Disney Plus and chill.
Blind Date with Disney, a little different. It set up a full movie. It was the first episode of a show.
Yeah. I was just spitballing ideas a few episodes ago, and you thought this was hilarious.
Well, it's... both of our days are really busy currently, but your work schedule has ballooned out of control, and so you couldn't really schedule time to do a whole movie, let alone a trilogy like you've done before, but we were like, maybe an episode.
Okay, so are you going to break the news of...
All right, you watched the first episode of Wizards of Waverly Place. Now, but just first of all, we're Disney nerds.
Yes.
And we're millennial Disney nerds.
Elder millennial.
But we're elder, yes, exactly.
Disney Channel was not really in either of our repertoires. Not not the late 90s, early 2000s
right.
Disney Channel, which is the one you think of, and it's like your Justin Bieber's,
exactly.
and your Selena Gomez's, and
yeah.
That's So Raven,
the
and stuff
era
like
before
that.
Before that, when it was like DuckTales.
Yeah. Ooh.
There we go. And all of that, like original Disney Channel.
Yeah.
That's more our stuff. Any Disney Channel stuff that I did watch was, I did watch the new Mickey Mouse Club and like Kids Incorporated, and that was like Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
so
that,
like so like the first iteration of it was our era, so like elder millennials. So we have never seen Wizards of Waverly Place.
Or
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Or
Zach and Cody.
Cody, is
yeah,
that what it is?
I think so.
Yeah, Sweet Life of Zach
yeah.
and Cody. So all those ones that people are like, they talk about.
When they draw the ears on the thing with their little wand,
not our era.
No,
not our era. Yeah, so you watched the first episode of Wizards of Waverly Place. I'm sure you were very inspired by our witch episode, right?
Yeah, well, I guess that was kind of the idea.
Okay, you're gonna tell me, we haven't done a blind date in a while, you're gonna tell me all about this first episode.
So, the mid-2000s was an interesting time. The states were recovering from 9/11.
Yeah.
And basic cable was still big.
Mm-hmm.
Sitcoms were still a thing. And Disney Channel was, like, in the middle of its kind of renaissance, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. Well, look, Disney millennials are, like, the ones younger than us. I mean,
yeah.
It's a huge, huge group, and I have to think that the little drawing the ears on the Mickey Mouse thing is a big part of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so that's when this series comes out.
Okay.
There's four seasons of it.
Oh, okay.
Of, like, 20-plus episodes a season.
A lot.
It's a half-hour multi-camera sitcom show,
mm-hmm.
just like the good old days with a laugh track.
Okay.
sat down to watch the first episode, hoping to, you know, kind of get an overview of this world that they made four seasons and multiple episodes. There's actually two movies as well.
Oh, I didn't know that. Should have made you watch a movie.
One that came out, like, in the height of the,
right.
like it would have been a Disney Channel show.
Of course.
Movie, like, whatever. And then one that was more recent, that was like The Wizard's Return or something.
Oh.
Whatever. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure that whoever came up with this concept was just playing a game of Mad Libs. Disney Channel Mad Libs. And there's like, I don't know. Name a genre of show, sitcom. what's popular? What are the kids like right now? Well, Harry Potter is pretty big. Wizards. name a city that it takes place in. New York. And the star is Selena Gomez. There you go. Mad Libs. And that's how it goes.
You know this episode's going to be Disney Channel Mad Libs, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. And so the first episode, they just kind of throw you right in there.
Okay.
It's a family of five.
Okay.
There's three kids. Selena Gomez is, I believe, the middle child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember her character's name, so she will be Selena Gomez.
Okay.
She doesn't solve any murders in this episode, which is a better show that she does.
Yep.
Much later.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a
I'm gonna guess she has some better actors acting with her too.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Okay. The acting is not great, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
So I believe she's the middle child, and she has a younger brother who's annoying.
Right.
That as the, like your typical sitcom trope.
His one character trait.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And an older brother.
Who's annoying in a different way?
Is annoying in a different
yep.
way. And she lives with her family in this apartment building.
Where she doesn't solve any murders in the building.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, they run like a restaurant in the building, it seems like.
Oh, okay.
That didn't have any effect on the plot other than another location for them to talk to each other.
Okay.
she's like a normal teenager that goes to school, except on Tuesdays and Thursdays, she gets homeschool Hogwarts.
What?
Yeah, so I like I say, you thrown into the middle of this, there's nothing to indicate that this is the first episode of the series. They do not introduce any of the characters.
Okay.
It's you're just another episode, basically.
Okay.
So you're kind of hitting the ground running and trying to find this all out. But her parents run this restaurant, and then her dad teaches her and her two brothers
magic
class, wizarding classes.
Okay.
The very first scene, like even before the credits, you see the older brother casting a duplicate spell on a bunny rabbit.
Ah, that's a bad idea. They don't need help with that.
That was the younger brother's joke. Oh. He's like, why did we do this? They just leave them alone. They'll duplicate on their own.
Oh.
The important thing is when you cast a duplicate spell, whatever's in your mind will transfer to the spell. Because the older brother was thinking about dogs, and the bunny started barking, the duplicated one.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Okay, poor bunny.
I say that's important. It's not really.
Oh, okay. But if I ever wanted to do a duplicate spell.
Right. So the dad's teaching this class, and it's not really clear why they're wizards, or he never actually casts a spell either, but he talks about his history with his magic wand. I don't know. And he's also like dollar store Kevin James.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so
again, mid-2000s sitcom trope.
Yeah, exactly. They probably put out the casting call for a Kevin James type.
Okay. It is a type.
I don't know. So yeah, that's our introduction to the magic stuff. They duplicate the rabbit, and then Selena Gomez gets very excited because her favorite downtown boutique store is having their annual 10-minute sale extravaganza.
Ooh, okay.
It's a special 10-minute sale where they basically give everything away.
For 10 minutes.
For 10 minutes.
I like it.
But it takes place on Thursday.
When it's her wizarding.
It's her wizarding class. And she and the dad is like, no, you have to do wizarding school. And she's like, no, but my arch enemy is going to be at the sale and I have to beat her.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever. And so then they get into a fight and she says, okay, fine. I'll do wizarding class. And then the credits roll.
Really?
No. Oh. Like the opening credits. This is all like a cold open.
Oh my goodness.
You gotta have the opening.
Okay.
You gotta have the opening credits that you have a banger by Selena Gomez. I'm pretty sure she sings the credits song. Yeah.
All right.
Just rocking out. It's like not everything. Things aren't as they appear or something is the
okay.
song. I don't know. You should listen to it after.
I bet I have heard it before without like realizing it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the other interesting thing about the show, weird thing about the show is they have in between scenes, like weird transitions. Like, you know how Star Wars does a wipe?
Yes.
This one, it's like almost like a kaleidoscope of the characters like dancing or doing flips or biking or do the glowing wands. And it's this weird, like trippy mid 2000s awkward Disney Channel transition.
Okay. All right.
I'm not doing it justice, but it was kind of distracting.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So then you get into the episode and she goes to school and you meet her arch enemy, Gigi. It was Gigi.
Okay.
Is her arch enemy. And she's basically another part of the Mad Libs, what was popular then, Mean Girls. She's a stereotypical mean girl.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like High School Musical, she's like Sharpie.
Kind of like that too, but like Sharpie was just another mean girl.
That's true. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. That's the original. Give Tina Fey credit.
That's
okay?
Fair. That's fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, she's like a blonde bimbo that runs the school, and she's got two toadies that follow her around.
A la Mean Girls.
A la Mean Girls. And these two actually have big bandages and their faces all bruised, and they're like, what is going on? And they're like, oh, we got nose jobs so we can look exactly like Gigi's nose.
Ah.
And I'm like, whoa. that's problematic. You're young teenagers. You're like 15.
That's illegal.
So that's how you meet them. And she spills some iced tea on the ground and says that Selena Gomez peed. That's her level of maturity.
Neat. Probably give them plastic surgery if that's
And then so then you meet Selena Gomez's friend, who's mm-hmm. nice, and they're and she's like excited about the sale as well, and Selena Gomez is like, well, I have a family commitment. So we do learn that she doesn't tell her friend that she's a wizard.
Oh, okay. All right. They just don't think it's weird that she misses school every Tuesday and Thursday?
Well, I think the wizarding class takes place after school.
Oh, that makes more sense. Okay.
Yeah, it's all like right. It's an after school homeschooling situation.
Okay.
It's like wizard club.
Like tutoring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
It's a family commitment.
So that's like kind of setting up the main plot of this episode. It's all revolving around this sale. She wants to go and she has like this problem with this girl at school, but she has the other problem where she has to be at wizarding school mm-hmm. and
it's very dramatic.
So she's in the wizarding school area, like the loft of their house, I guess, mm-hmm. their apartment, I don't know. And she's discussing this with her brothers and she's like, wait, I'm going to use the duplicate spell, of course. And so she duplicates herself and that's fine. It like turns out there's two Selena Gomez's there, but the duplicated one, just is kind of like a motionless shell.
Like Golem.
Yeah, and she just kind of sits there and you can like move her around and whatever. And so then she bribes her little brother to cover for her during class.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she'll buy him a pair of shoes at the sale.
Okay.
That's his price.
Understand.
And the older brother's like, this is never going to work. You're just going to sit there with a cold, dead look in your eyes and just sit through class like that the whole time, and then he looks at, actually no, that's perfect. it's kind of funny, like, yeah. An older brother, yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
because yeah. her point is that she's been fighting with her dad, so it like makes sense that she'd give him the silent treatment,
right? That's probably true. And as someone who teaches teenagers every day, sometimes first thing in the morning, that totally makes sense.
And so the little brother's also excited because he's mail ordered a brand new magic wand.
Oh, good.
But it keeps not coming.
Mm.
It's late.
Okay.
Amazon isn't a thing yet.
Right. Fair enough.
Not really.
Not.
They mostly were selling books back then.
Right.
Anyway, and so the dad gives him his old, his hand-me-down magic wand that looks kind of like one you'd get out of, like, a novelty magician set.
Perfect.
Like, it's black with a little white
tip.
Oh,
good. Yeah. Abracadabra.
And he's like, this thing's, meh.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad's looking at it, reminiscing about his wizarding days.
He's not a wizard anymore?
Well, I don't know. He does not cast any spells.
Okay. Reminiscing about his wizarding days.
Well, he's just like, I have a lot of good memories in this. And then he convinces the kid that it'll do for now.
Okay.
And he takes it and then promptly loses it and then sits on it and breaks it in half.
That's like really upsetting.
Yeah. So little kid's kind of dumb and rude. And then
yeah, that's so upsetting.
We don't see it, but the older brother also breaks his drill. For some reason, I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Okay, weird.
Not important. Just weird. like careless, rude okay. children.
Yeah,
this
apparently.
Is kind of the gist of it.
Apparently.
The father asks the mother to back him up on that it's important for Selena Gomez to go to wizarding school and not go to the sale. And the mother goes, the sale's this week? Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, you're not going to back me up on this, are you? And she's like, wait, yes, I am. Wait, who's not allowed to go? So
she can go, but Selena Gomez can't.
Well, the mother's not in wizarding school.
Exactly.
Not clear if the mother's a wizard at all.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
A lot of unclear. Okay.
So, duplicate is in place for wizarding class, and the friend is at the front door of the store that's closed, and the crowd is forming.
Like, ready to go.
Ready to go, and she phones Selena Gomez and is like, everyone's here and Gigi's at the front. You better get here quick. And so Selena Gomez starts dashing off to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mom shows up to and says Perfect. Hello to the friend and is like, oh, well, we can have the chance to hang out, just us two girls. And then
Selena Gomez shows up.
And, well, the friend knows that Selena Gomez is sneaking out.
Right.
And she doesn't know what she's sneaking out from, but she knows that it's bad if that her mom is there. So she, like, sends the mom away to go get drinks or something. Mm. And then there's a whole thing where Selena Gomez is there and but has to hide from her mom. And it's, right. like, typical slapstick sitcom shenanigans.
Right. Okay.
But back at the apartment,
meanwhile,
the young brother gets his magic wand.
Oh, yay.
His new one.
Yay.
And it's a big fancy electric magic wand, and there's there's a little scroll of instructions.
Yeah, that he promptly doesn't read.
Well, the older brother's going through it, and he's like, oh, this it does this, and it's a LED function, and oh, it's also an MP3 player, and it holds 1 trillion songs.
Okay.
And then, oh, what's this about a mimic me feature? And then, so the little brother starts waving it around, and he makes the duplicate.
Selena Gomez, yeah.
The duplicate of Selena Gomez start moving around, and then she's like, starts making her slap herself in the face. And he's like, quit hitting yourself, quit hitting yourself. And then we cut back to the store, and it turns out that him casting the spell on the duplicate also affects her in real
so
life.
She's hitting herself.
She's hitting herself in the middle of the store while she's talking to Gigi. And Gigi's like, what on earth is going on? And she's like, I don't know why I try so hard to embarrass you, because you do a really good job of it on your own.
OMG. No, this was pre-OMG. Oh, sorry.
So the MacGuffin of the sale is there apparently there was a jacket that they both really wanted that was in the window, and it was going to be part of the sale. And Gigi had gone there earlier and hid it.
Oh.
So that she could go get it and buy it during the sale.
Smart. Resourceful.
Yeah. But the store just reorganized everything because they were tired of people hiding stuff ahead of time. So no one knows where this jacket is.
Perfect.
And they're trying to go through the store and find the jacket. Very exciting.
That's apparently.
Selena Gomez starts hitting herself, and then she's dancing like an Egyptian. Then the little brother starts spinning her around in a spinny chair.
Oh, no.
In a spinny office chair. And so then she starts going around, like, really fast around the whole store like a tornado, like Tasmanian devil style.
Okay.
Like, probably would have died from the G-forces.
Okay.
But maybe
excessive.
Wizard powers.
Right.
Like,
help center you.
The wizard lore is very unclear. Yeah. I don't know if I've explained that enough. Yeah, it's very unclear.
Got it.
I'm trying to find out the rules of this universe, and
it's not
working.
Helping at all.
It's not... The world building is slightly lacking.
Okay.
Is what I would say.
I understand. Like non-existent.
Yes.
Okay.
But she spins around and things go flying and she ends up in a big pile of clothes, like a sale bin.
Is the jacket in there?
And she finds the jacket
Yay.
In there. And then Gigi comes over and is like trying to take it out of her hands and they're playing tug of war with
it.
And she, Gigi slips and falls into an older lady that she had hired to be a blocker.
I
didn't mention that before,
no,
but she's
okay.
like a grandma type. And the grandma had a big cup of drink and it spills all over Gigi.
Ha ha.
And her friends are like, oh, now it looks like you peed yourself.
Ha ha.
And they leave.
Oh, man, Gigi, your friends suck.
Yeah, I think that's the gist of it.
Also, they were so obsessed with you to get a nose job, but they leave as soon as you do the slightest embarrassing thing.
Yeah.
That is inconsistent.
It is. Yeah. Again, not the greatest world building.
Okay, all right.
Character all right. motivations, slightly suspect.
Okay, good deal.
But the dad finds out about the duplication.
Wow, that is shocking.
And he runs down to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees the mom, and he's like, where's Selena Gomez? And she's like, I don't know. I haven't seen her.
Yeah.
And then they find her, and oh, she's in big, big trouble,
yep.
and they haul her out of there.
Did she get the jacket, at least?
But not before she finds the intercom of the store and goes, well, Gigi's real name is Gertrude or something.
Oh, perfect.
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
So
it's okay to be a mean girl yourself,
yes.
as long as you're not being troubled by mean girls.
Yes.
Okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, you bullying others is okay as long as you were bullied first. I guess is the lesson here.
All right.
And so she gets hauled back to Waverly Place.
Did she buy the jacket?
No. Aww. No, Gigi's actually holding the jacket to cover herself up from the juice that was spilled on her.
Okay.
Which apparently is like the most embarrassing thing that could ever happen to you.
Apparently.
I don't know why.
Okay,
but,
yeah. So, as somebody very clumsy who spills stuff on themselves
no one gets anything at the 10-minute sale.
Okay.
And all three kids are hauled up into the wizarding area, and the dad's just real mad.
Yeah.
And especially at Selena for using magic when she shouldn't have.
Right.
And so he's about to tear into her, and he's like, wait, but my brothers broke your wand and your drill. And so he goes over, and he's like, okay, older brother, did you use magic to break my drill? And he's like, no. And he's like, okay, get out of here. And then, did you use magic to break my wand, little brother? And he's like, no, I just sat on it. And he's like, okay, go. And then, so then he's
so
mad.
Mean.
He's mad at Selena for
using
magic. And so she's in big trouble. And that's the end of the episode. But we have a post-credit scene.
Oh, good.
That also makes it even make less sense because... The dad comes in and he's like, hey, Selena, I have to go to dancing lessons with your mother, but the big game is also on. Can you cast a duplicate spell on me?
What?
And I'm like, so we literally learned nothing. And also, why can't he cast the spell on himself? I'm very unclear. And anyway, so she casts a duplicate spell on him and the duplicate goes off kind of stumbling to go to dancing lessons. And then it's over. And that's the first episode
that was gonna hook you and get you to watch it.
Yeah.
And people are complaining about Acolyte. Okay.
It's a sitcom, like I said.
Yes.
With laugh tracks. Uh-huh. And it definitely wasn't a pilot. Like they literally don't introduce
that is so
anything.
Weird.
It could have just been episode 27 of whatever. Like
so bizarre. Okay. Did you like it?
No.
Was it, like, worse than you expected?
It was about the level I expected. I did expect there to be some kind of intro to the characters
right.
for the first episode. Like, I didn't expect much, but, like, I don't know, just something.
Yeah,
something to indicate that this is the first episode of the series.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it was very strange.
I'm trying to think if I can think of any other pilot that I've... Not pilot, first episode I've ever seen, because you said it wasn't like a pilot, that would do that. I can't.
I think it was pretty common for, like, sitcoms and stuff.
I didn't watch a lot of sitcoms
back
in
the day. Well,
2000s, I guess, too.
But, like, back when there was broadcast TV and there wasn't an overarching story for every show, very rarely. It was all one-offs.
Right, because they wanted you to sit down whenever and not miss... Right.
There was a lot of... instances of it just being an episode.
What is a sitcom you like?
Like an old style? Because most of the sitcoms I like are the new kind that was like kind of pioneered by The Office, where there's no laugh track. I don't know. It's just higher level. Like, I guess the biggest sitcom that I actually liked was How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I really liked How I Met Your Mother, too, mostly.
Mm.
But yeah, like Modern Family or The Office, stuff like that.
Yeah, Modern Family and The Office are the two biggest of
Parks and Rec.
New style. Parks and Rec. Those ones are more my sense of humor.
Yeah, I get that. Me too.
Old 90s sitcoms, like, for its time, there were some episodes of Friends that were funny, but I'm not a big Friends fan.
I like Friends. But Friends hit me right. Like, I was the target audience for Friends. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Not really a comedy, but, like...
It's not a sitcom, but yeah.
But that style, like, the episodic, and there is...
Yeah, not a sitcom. Nah. And then, like, Seinfeld, some episodes are good. Some are meh.
Mm-hmm.
Never liked MASH. I was always sad when the MASH song would start playing, like, because it would be, like, The Simpsons, and then they'd play MASH.
Oh, okay.
On certain channels. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't like MASH.
I never really watched MASH at all.
It's a old school sitcom about the Korean War. Hilarious.
Yeah.
So I guess The Simpsons is a sitcom.
Yeah, that's right.
I really enjoyed like early Simpsons.
Family Guy, all
very
that
good.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. I wasn't
like early thinking. Old Simpsons was more a typical sitcom that was just happened to be animated.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like Married with Children was weird. I didn't care
I watched
for that.
Some
oh,
of that.
There's one. Home Improvement. That was.
Ooh,
like,
I,
early 90s
I
sitcom.
I didn't know you liked that.
I really liked
Home Improvement,
yeah,
too.
I watched
yeah.
a lot of Home Improvement back in the day.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I really liked Home Improvement. I had such a crush on Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Mm. Yes, you and everyone else.
Yep, it's true. Perfect age for that. Uh-huh. I really liked Home Improvement, and it was always on back-to-back with, like, Family Matters. With Steve
yeah,
Urkel.
Yeah, I never watched, never
yeah,
watched
I watched
Family, never watched Family Matters. I didn't watch Saved by the Bell hardly.
That one I was a huge fan. Of.
Hardly at all.
Huge fan of Saved by the Bell.
And
I still know the entire theme song.
Yeah, good for you.
Can we sing it?
No,
me neither.
I'm good. And then the one with the Olsen twins and Bob.
Oh, Full House.
Full House. Yeah, I never watched Full House either.
I watched a few episodes of Full House, but that would like it was definitely Saved by the Bell, and then I'd watch the like the ones I said before on Disney Channel, like Kids Incorporated and the Mickey Mouse Club ones. But Saved by the Bell mostly. That one sustained for a long time.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. This one would not have hit your.
In fairness, it hits its niche as like an after-school Disney Channel filler, I don't know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, there's probably cool stuff you can do where the kids have powers and but they're still teenager
right.
type thing. I don't know. It's still Disney Channel Mad Libs, though, if you ask me, because it's literally it felt like whatever, like just a regular Disney Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Sitcom like Zach and Cody or something, or what I would imagine they would be like, but
right.
they just add in the sprinkle of, well, like they can cast spells sometimes.
Okay, weird.
Very.
They just do a little bit of writing to make it make sense.
Yeah,
I
think
it
that was
have
probably
to make people rules, like reality rules. It just has to follow some rules.
It usually things work better if you have a loose. Rule system when you're dealing with something like magic.
Totally. I get that. Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. And, like, character motivation rather than yo-yoing all over the
right.
place.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I get that. I just mostly have questions about the parents.
I have many, but I'm not... You know what? I'm gonna leave those unanswered because I'm not watching more of it.
Would I have liked it?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I really like Halloween Town.
It's...
But Halloween Town makes sense.
Maybe if more episodes in, it could get to the level of Halloween Town. Like, Halloween Town's super cheesy.
Yeah.
But there's some rules.
For sure there's
in it,
rules.
And the acting is a little better.
The acting was that bad, hey?
Oh, it was bad.
Yeah. Even Selena Gomez?
She was okay.
Yeah.
But, like, not not much to work with. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. We should just watch her solve murders, like, a couple decades later, hey?
Solve murders, yeah.
Yeah, instead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With, like, a couple older guys.
Yeah, that'd be probably better.
Let's do that instead.
Maybe I'll make you watch the movies at some point.
Maybe.
I did look ahead. The finale was a two-parter at the end of season 4, so I guess that's kind of like a movie as
okay.
well. So you could have, like, a trilogy.
Okay. Well, it's up to you when it's my turn mm-hmm. again.
You said you liked witches and stuff. So.
I do. I didn't really necessarily mean those witches, but I'm on a huge witch kick right now.
Yeah, I see.
Agatha and all. Along. Well, that is our show this week. Thank you, Emil, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. It takes about half a second. You just click the number of stars. 5 stars, specifically. It would be great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It helps others find us because algorithms are a thing. If you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A as well. Where you are, so like you said, we're staggering episodes for...
We're going to try. Yeah, I don't know. There's no plans. Holidays are
We're
going to
do what we can.
And we're away next weekend, and then Thanksgiving is the weekend after. So, yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
We're going to do what we can this spooky season.
Yay.
We'll figure it out.
Probably not, but I don't know.
So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
What's popular? What are the kids like right now? Well, Harry Potter is pretty big. Wizards.